Hi, I'm Jamie Waxman, and welcome to my latest Playgirls Sex Pod podcast here at PlaygirlTV.com or wherever you may find this podcast. I am talking to you from New York City about sex, relationships, dating, what's on your mind, when's the last time you had a good fuck, when's the last time you had a bad fuck. Inquiring minds want to know. I want to know. I know, I stole that, but don't tell. Anyway, I did have an Only in New York moment this week, and before I tell you about it, I will remind you to check out Playgirl TV. You can go to the adults only section of your local cable box and go to the pay-per-view area and see if they have Playgirl TV, and if not, you can request it. But lots of places across the United States and places like Turkey and Australia and Germany, you can find Playgirl TV. So please make sure to check it out. Okay, that's enough for now, right? Let's get to my Only in New York moment. So I have this Only in New York moment this week. I happen to live in Brooklyn, and I like to do a lot of walking. I read something somewhere that said the average New Yorker walks, you know, like 20 or 30 blocks a day, which is pretty much true, because even just to get to the subway for me is about an 8-block walk, maybe even more. About 8-9 blocks. Anyway, I decided to walk over the Williamsburg Bridge, which connects Brooklyn to Manhattan, and I'm walking, and it's a fairly nice day out. This is sometime last week, and there's an older woman who's wearing one of those matching, not overly, fantastic or expensive outfits. She's wearing, you know, a matching pants and shirt set with, it's navy blue with white stripes going down it, and she's walking aggressively across the Williamsburg Bridge. And as we get closer to each other, we're coming from opposite directions, I notice that she's got her shirt unbuttoned, completely unbuttoned, and all I'm looking at is her bra, a white, lacy, full-cup bra, and that she's walking across the Williamsburg Bridge in broad daylight with her shirt unbuttoned and just simply wearing a bra. Now, honestly, this does not alarm me, not necessarily because it's New York, but because these are the kinds of things I feel very accustomed to in my circle of friends. It was just quite odd to actually see, 60-something-year-old woman walking across the Williamsburg Bridge in broad daylight with her shirt wide open. It was just one of those Only in New York moments. I had a number of them over the past week, but that was the one that's really stuck out in my head. Okay, having nothing to do with what I've decided to talk about today, let's get to it. So, you know, we know our alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, that whole thing. Well, I decided to write up a little list of A to Z sex. It's a very short list of sexual flavors, but, you know, it came to me one morning while I was doing my usual morning routine, which is usually wake up, make some chai tea, and sit at my computer for a little while. And so I decided today this is what I'd like to share. Now, obviously, A, B, C, they can all mean lots of different things. And if you have something you think they mean and you'd like to share it with me, please do so and email me at jamyew, that's how you spell my name, Jamie W, at gmail.com, G-M-A-I-L. And please also check out my website at jamiewaxman.com for all your sexual needs. Well, not really, but I might be able to hook you up with somebody who can help you. jamiewaxman.com. Okay, here's the A to Z list of sexual flavors. A, anal sex. There's a shocker. Yeah, it's not for everyone, but for anyone who wants to try it, go ahead. Get warmed up first. Don't just stick something up your butt. Now, this is very important. You will need lube, lots of lube, because for a majority of people, your butt does not self-lubricate. I have had questions about this for Playgirl before and have found that on rare occasions, a butt may produce some sort of lubrication. But for the majority of people rocking in the free world or not so free world, your butt does not self-lubricate. So before you stick anything up there, make sure that you, number one, use lube. Number two, gently massage outside the butt, the anus. And number three, make sure it has a flared base. That means that it has to have a base that's larger than the actual object so it doesn't get sucked up your ass. Your butt is a black hole in some sort of loose sort of the term. And things that go up there without a base to protect them might not come back down so easily. Okay, A, anal sex. B, blowjobs. Technically, it's called fellatio, and there's no blowing involved. Or I guess if maybe some people like blowing like that, but it's not going to do much for the penis. The most basic technique involves your hand and your mouth acting as one unit. Yes, I've got a podcast on how to give a blowjob. Please refer to that for more details, but B is blowjobs. C, cunnilingus. Eating pussy or muff diving. Those are my two favorite other ways to describe it. Go down on her before you get yourself off so that she's more likely to have an orgasm. Cunnilingus isn't only about tongue. It's actually a lot about the rest of your face too, especially your mouth and nose. Get comfortable. It can take a woman on average 20 minutes to orgasm. And like when you watch porn and you see a woman getting off by a guy and you see a lot of tongue, it's because they're doing it for the camera. When you see, when you actually watch oral sex and it's being done properly, often you'll see the back of his head or her head as your partner is going down on you or another woman or whatever the situation might be. C, cunnilingus. D, doggy style. It's a great way to go in deeper. Yes, penetrate her deeper. You have a smaller penis. This is the perfect position for you. But it can also make a guy come rather quickly. It's a good finishing touch for sex. D, doggy style. E, eye contact. Totally important to make this happen while having sex. You want to be there with and for your partner. So show them that you're there by connecting with them on more than one level. Eye contact helps to ensure that you're in the moment and also enjoying the moment. Eye contact. If you, next time you go out and you're just talking with someone and you decide not to look at them, see the reaction you get from them. They'll probably think you're obnoxious and you would think the same thing if they weren't looking at you. Eye contact. Super, super important. Okay, F. Flogging. Ready for this one? One form of touch or impact play, it's mainly associated with BDSM, which stands for, in case you wanted to know, bondage and discipline, dominance and submission, sadism and masochism. Three different meanings in four different letters. This involves a flogger, or what others might call a cat o' nine tails. It's basically a long whip with a large number of leather, suede, or rubber bits that look like what you might see when you go through a drive-in car wash. There's an art to flogging, so before you do it, make sure you know the places to strike and not to strike. And a lot of those places include not striking like bone or rib. Flogging can feel like a massage, or it can hurt a bit more than that. F, flogging. G, gagging. It's okay to do it. In fact, it's a natural reaction your body has when something is trying to get lodged down your throat. So take a moment now and thank your body for the gagging reflex. Okay. So after you thank your body for protecting you, you can learn to stop gagging if you want to. Basically, take your toothbrush and brush a little farther back on your tongue every day. So that will help you relax your muscles. But he will think it's sexy if you gag, because that makes him think his dick is too big for your mouth. Remember, gagging. G. H. Harnesses. Looking for strap-on sex so that you can penetrate your partner in the ass. Or maybe you're a woman who wants to fuck another woman in the pussy. How hot's that? Perhaps you want a second dick. Harnesses can help you have fun in more ways than one. They come in one strap or two and in lots of different materials. And you need to just find one that's right for you. Oh, and rent Bend Over Boyfriend for a good instructional video on getting some harness anal action. Or not so anal. I, in and out. that's basically what happens when you're having penetrative sex. I, in and out. J, jacking off. For women, it's sometimes referred to as jilling off, but whatever you call it, masturbation is good, clean, healthy, fun. Plus, when you're having solo sex, you are likely preventing yourself, unless you already have one, from getting a sexually transmitted infection, and it's a nice way to get to know your own body. J, jacking off. K, kissing. An important part of foreplay and connection. Don't use teeth unless we ask you to, and don't always stick your tongue down our throat. Learn the art of good kissing, and we'll melt for you every time. Well, if we're into the kissing thing. K, kissing. L, lubrication. Oh, it's so important for good, good sex. Keep a water-based or silicone-based lube by your night table at all times or anywhere that you may have sex. My favorite silicone lube is pink, and my favorite water-based lube is Sensual Power. L, lubrication. M, mutual masturbation. A great way to find out the different strokes that work for your man or woman. Different strokes for different folks, remember. Watch each other masturbate. Get off, then get off again together. N, nipple clamps. Looking for some added nipple sensation? These babies will do the trick. They hurt both going on and coming off. N, nipple clamps. O, orgasms. We all want them because they feel good and help release pent-up energy in our body, but they don't have to be the focus of every sexual encounter. In fact, they shouldn't be. O, orgasms. P, protection. Yeah, that's right. We need to make sure we're protected. Latex condoms work really well if used correctly. And if you're allergic to latex, try a polyurethane condom or the Reality female condom. It's great for both vaginal and anal sex. P, protection. Oh, and I really like the Crown condom. Q, queefing. Pussy farts. It's all about the position you're in and the amount of air escaping from the vagina. They sound funny, so laugh. Plus, they don't smell bad. Q, queefing. R, reverse cowgirl. A sexy position where she's on top with her back and butt facing him as she fucks him good. You don't need to be an actual cowboy to enjoy this position. R, reverse cowgirl. I almost said cowboy there. STIs. STIs. Sexually transmitted infections, not diseases. That's just a really stigmatized bad word. These can be viral or bacterial, and some, like HPV, are transmitted through skin-to-skin contact. If you're sexually active, it's best to be aware of these infections. Know your risks and get checked regularly. STIs. T, teabagging. Sucking on his balls, dunking one in your mouth and then the other, or try two at a time. T, teabagging. U, undergarments. It may not be that big a deal for you, but it can really turn your partner on. Throw away those granny panties or tidy whities and buy yourself a nice new revealing pair of underwear. U, undergarments. V, vocabulary. Flattery will get you everywhere. Learn a little dirty talk and your sex life can go a lot of new places. Tell your lover what your favorite body part is or describe a sexual fantasy. Send a racy email. Increase your sexual vocabulary. V, vocabulary. W, webcams. Can't be near your partner? Then get a webcam and watch each other on your computer screen. You can talk or type and tell each other what you'd like to see and do. It's an interactive way to have sex without having to be in the same room. Ooh la la. W, webcams. X, triple X, a sex rating. Rent a porn and watch a triple X movie. For couples, try one of Playgirl's DVDs like Burning Lust or a film by Tony Comstock like Xana and Dax. X, triple X. Y, yoni, the Sanskrit word for a vulva. The penis is the lingam. Experiment with tantric sex. See if it works for you. Y, yoni. Z, make sure that you bask in the afterglow when it comes to sex, and then, if the time is right, get some Z's. Sex can make you sleepy, and it's okay to go to sleep afterwards. Spend some time cuddling or talking if you can, and then get your beauty rest. That's the A to Z list of sexual flavors. I'm Jamie Waxman. I'd love to hear your contributions to this list, And thank you for listening. Please check out PlayGirlTV.com. Check out my website, JamieWaxman.com, JamieWaxman. And come again and again and...